Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
I just cannot believe that I'm going to be replaced tomorrow and next Wednesday. All right, so we've got a big prize package here for you right now. If you know anything about Christmas, Christmas songs, Christmas music, Christmas films, Christmas anything, traditions, your chance to win is happening right now. Now, a chance to win a $300 prize package from Crown, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, which includes the Armor All Essential Car Care Kit. It's massive. I've got it right here in the studio. And in addition to all of that, you also get a multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, car wash detailing, all of this $300 value. And the first person with the right answer is going to win. I've got the questions here, the Christmas trivia questions. Very simple. You could be the first one. You could be the big winner. You just call. Here's the number, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. That's right. That's our Dimitri Graffiti phone line as well. 740-325-1490. And we'll ask you, we as in, well, we'll ask you a simple question about Christmas. You get the right answer, and you win, and the studio audience will lose its mind also. All right, that's enough. So call right now, 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490. Lines are open, lines are open. Hello? Hello? All right. Well, they're open. Call right now. 740-325-1490. 740-325-1490. $300 prize package. The winner goes to Crown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Mitsubishi and picks it up. It's at Washington Crown Center from the Highlands. It's a straight shot on 70. You're there in almost no time, at least the way I drive. Excuse me. And it's you get off at the Chestnut Street exit. They've got lots and lots and lots and lots of vehicles. In fact, let me just read the talking points. And number one Jeep dealership in the tri-state area. Newest Mitsubishi dealership in the nation. That would be our nation. Home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. Great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. State-of-the-art service facilities. Over 300 years of automotive experience on staff. And the floor there in the service area is so clean you can actually eat off of it. It's unbelievable how clean it is. All right, so all of that, and all you have to do is call in, and we'll ask you a simple question, Christmas trivia, and you, if you get it right, you win and win big. 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490. I got the questions right here. We got callers here. Let's get started with, hi, you're on Big Willie 105.5. What's your name?
Justin.
Justin, okay. Have you won something in the past 30 days, Justin?
No.
Okay. All right. Where are you from?
Wheeling.
All right. What do you do?
Paint.
Oh, okay. You've called before. You're a painter. That's right. And you paint commercial and residential. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Do you do portraits at all? Like Van,
no,
like Van Gogh or whatever? Okay. Fair enough. All right. So, Justin, all right. So, here's the, hold on a second. Let me get you a good one here because I do want you to win because you were a contestant before and you did not win, right?
Yeah.
All right. We had to do this. It was. Oh, I screwed that up. Hold on. Let me try that again. There. All right. Hopefully, you won't go two for two with the sad trombone. All right. So, let me give you an easy one. All right. Okay. Here we go. Here. In the song, or traditional Christmas song, Grandma got run over by a reindeer. What was Grandma drinking? Oh, not again, Justin. Please, not again.
She was drinking eggnog.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Congratulations! Yes! Oh, close call. We were so close to doing the sand trombone yet again for you. Yes, it is eggnog. Congratulations, Justin. That is great. Now, I need lots of information that I'll have to get from you after 9 o'clock, but I just need your phone, your cell phone number now so we can text you all the important information we're going to need. What's your number?
304-304
218
3516
3516. So 304-218-3516. Is that right?
Yep.
All right, Justin. Congratulations again. Eggnog is the answer. Hope you have a Merry Christmas. We'll talk with you after the 9 o'clock news here. All right. Congratulations. All right. See how simple it was? See how simple it was? Like stealing candy from a baby. That's all it is. This is like Hank Stram in that Super Bowl. All right. So we've got that. That's done. Let's start talking now about fiscal irresponsibility on the part of school districts here in the Valley. I'm stunned with these two stories, and yet I should not be. And yet each one of these stories makes a very strong case for why we need to eliminate real estate taxation in the states of Ohio and West Virginia. First, the Union Local story. Union Local School District is looking for a $2.5 million loan, and it says here because of some funding challenges, according to Channel 9. The Union Local School Board is trying to get $2.5 million, a short-term loan, to address a cash flow situation, according to Superintendent Zach Shuttler. The loan's intended as a bridge until the district's next tax settlement from Belmont County in spring. And he says here, making this move right now so we don't have to cancel programs for our students, so we don't try, don't run into a payroll, any payroll type of situation, so we're able to do some small repairs to try to stop the roofs from leaking on our students. It's vital, and Union Local School Districts have faced financial challenges after a permanent improvement levy has continually failed to make it past Election Day. Levy would have provided $816,000. What they're essentially saying here is this, is that we're in trouble because you did not authorize more money for us. That's what they're saying here with this Union Local School District. Well, have you noticed that no amount of money is ever enough for our school districts? Have you noticed that? This one with the Union Local School District is yet another example of that. Real estate taxes went up with the new assessments, the new appraisals of the homes. They know what their costs are. Most of them are fixed costs. They know what their salaries are, what the benefits are. They know roughly what the utilities are going to be. They know all of this stuff. And yet it never is quite enough. It's always, oh, we need more money, we need more money, we need more money. How much money does it take to keep a roof patched? I don't think all that much. $2.5 million? What they're saying is they don't have $2.5 million. What the hell do they do with all the money we've already been giving them over the years? And they're trying to spin this as, well, it's the taxpayers' fault because they didn't approve the levy. If they would just approve the levy, we'd get almost $1 million more and we'd be okay. The numbers don't even add up. The levy would have provided a little over $800,000, but they're looking for a loan of $2.5 million. That strike you as odd? Maybe it's the new math. That I don't know. But if you were ever looking for yet another reason why you need to sign our petition to eliminate the real estate taxation from the state constitution in Ohio, here it is. Union Local School District. They're saying, well, you know, if they had just voted for this levy, we'd get a little over $800,000, but we're going to be borrowing $2.5 million. The numbers don't add up. And there was no mention of that in this story, in the Channel 9 story. Well, wait a minute. They're borrowing $2.5 million. But the levy was only for $816,000. $816,000, I should say. One more reason. No amount of money is ever enough for our school districts. No amount of money is ever enough. Here we go with Union Local. They're borrowing $2.5 million. The levy was only $816,000. Oh, we needed to patch the roof. Well, really, how much does the roof patch cost? Nothing is ever enough for them. And the real estate tax is a perpetual tax. Every year for the rest of your life, as long as you own the property, and then if you deed it to your kids, every year after that, and every year after, these are perpetual taxes. Perpetual. Taxation to infinity. And it's never enough for these school districts. Now, on the other side of the river, Hancock County Schools. This story from also from Channel 9. Hancock County Schools leader sheds light on years of disorganized accounting. This superintendent, I hope I'm pronouncing the name right, Dan Enich, if I'm mispronouncing it, I apologize, shed some light on how years of disorganized accounting left the district in the dark. After reporting ourselves, I reported us to the state. I hired educational associates of Tyler County, more specifically Mr. Jeff Davis, and they're reviewing all of this stuff regarding the financial problems with this school district. Why is he still superintendent? This guy was has been a superintendent now for 2.5 years. School board's been there forever. They're having all sorts of major financial problems. And he says the district's financial crisis came to light only after he reported the problem himself to the state. It makes him sound like he's a hero. He's been there 2.5 years. What have you been doing for 2.5 years? What is the school district? What's the school board? What have they been doing? The utter fiscal incompetence of the Hancock County schools is on display for the whole world to see. And I don't see anybody resigning, apologizing, having any shame whatsoever. It's just, well, it's just one of those things. We just, you know, screwed everything up, so we just need some help here. That's the mentality of school districts on both sides of the river. The utter incompetence when it comes to fiscal mismanagement is unbelievable. There's never enough money. The answer is always, well, we just need more money. That'll take care of it. There's no accountability. And as long as they know they have an infinite tax on your real estate in Ohio and in West Virginia, there's no motivation for them to get their act together to, oh, I don't know, maybe reduce costs, maybe tighten the belt, maybe not build stadiums and football fields and Taj Mahals and this, that, and the other. Both Ohio and West Virginia have to get rid of real estate taxation. You have got to get rid of this because these are forever taxes. They're taxes into infinity. And once again, both Union Local School District and the Hancock County Schools, no matter how much money we've been giving them over the years, over the decades, never seems to be quite enough. Oh, we need to have teachers buy pencils on their own because we can't afford pencils. And, you know, we need school supplies. It's all theater. It's all theater. You want schools to be financially responsible. You want them to cut the fat, cut all the extra positions like assistant treasurer, second assistant treasurer, and for that matter, start paying treasurers what the county is paying for our treasurer, like in Belmont County. These school treasurers make more money than the treasurer for the entire county for Belmont County. And they have assistants and assistants and assistants. The layers of fat and the relatives, the nepotism that goes on in so many of these school districts. I can't say all. I certainly don't know about all, but certainly in a lot of them. Nothing is going to change. If nothing changes, nothing changes. And this is just the latest. I'm not picking on Union Local and Hancock County schools. They're just the latest. The level of fiscal incompetence is mind-blowing. Nobody ever gets fired. Nobody ever gets arrested. Nobody ever anything. And the answer always is, well, if we just had more money, we'd be able to, you know, patch a roof or fix an air conditioner or do whatever. And this guy, the head of the Hancock County School, the superintendent, he's been there 2.5 years, and he's making it sound like I reported us. I reported us to the state. You've had 2.5 years to report. What, you've just found out about this? And where's the school board with this? Why is no one resigning in shame and apologizing for their just absolute pig-headed stupidity and incompetence? Our taxes are going up, certainly in Ohio and Belmont County with the reappraisals. People can't afford their homes. And we have this? Borrowing $2.5 million? To tide them over? We have got to stop this infinity tax, this real estate taxation. It's got to end.